Amen. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of 2 Thessalonians, please. Chapter number 2. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Verse 1. We beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. Rapture. That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Day of Christ, totally, completely different from the day of the Lord. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, shall destroy the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness. Underline that in your mind right now. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. Make a note of that. That they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Bless your holy word now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. I don't need to tell you this morning that we're living in unprecedented times. God had burdened my heart to preach what I'm going to be preaching to you this morning. It burdened my soul. I've spent hour after hour. And there's no way in the world that I'm even going to cover half of what I've studied this past week. There's so much that's going on. For example, this young lady's from Nevada. Did you know the Supreme Court has just handed down a ruling in the state of Nevada? And here's what it's about. The casinos in Nevada can now occupy up to 50% of their capacity, which means if you have a casino that can hold 1,000 people, that means 500 people can go into the casino and they can play blackjack, whatever they want to play, 500 of them. But the ruling for the churches, because the churches are the ones who brought this, the ruling for the churches is no more than 50 people can meet in the church house. Think about that for a moment. That just came down from the Supreme Court. So one of the senators from Texas says, well, all you got to do is put you some gambling machines in there in your church and you can fill it half full. That's what he said. And the truth of the matter is, practically, I suppose that's true. But what it does, it shows you an animus toward the church of the living God in this country. You've already seen it among mayors and governors. Many of these governors and mayors are pro-Christ, pro-church, pro-Christian. But many of them are as satanic and demon-possessed as they possibly can be. You're seeing that. And my friend, it took this kind of atmosphere to make that come to the forefront so people could see it. We're living in unprecedented times. There is what's called a trifecta of death. The trifecta of the death science. So what is that? A trifecta is when three things are involved and they all make up one. In other words, it has three separate approaches to it, or parts, major parts to it, that make one. What are we talking about, preacher? The trifecta of death science has to do with big science, big pharma, and big tech. And these, when they are together, complement each other, overlap each other, and there are many ways that they complement each other, and there's no way in the world I can cover all that today, but here they are. The coronavirus is in big science today. Vaccines are in big pharma today. And 5G towers are in big tech today. Now, there's a lot going on here, but I just simply want to bring this out for your understanding that where I'm be going to as I leave this point right here. Remember, there is a trifecta of the death science, and if you're observant the least bit, you can see exactly what I'm talking about today. We are living prophecy, no question in my mind. We are living Bible prophecy. A man by the name of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you'd think, I don't know that he's any kin, but he says that almost no one understands what's at stake. He said, no one understands what's at stake. Pharma has 80 COVID vaccines in development, 80 of them. But Bill Gates and Fauci pushed Moderna's Frankenstein jab to the front of the line. What are you talking about, preacher? Scientists and ethicists are sounding alarms. The vaccine uses a new, untested, and very controversial experimental RNA technology. Stop for a moment. DNA is the code that is in your body. That code is passed from generation to generation. But it's simply code. It's like an encyclopedia. It's like a book of knowledge. All this information. RNA reads it. And RNA takes what it reads and through its own process disseminates it into the body. So here we go. It tells us that the vaccine uses a new untested and very controversial experimental RNA technology that Gates has backed for over a decade. If instead of injecting an antigen and adjuvant as with traditional vaccines, Moderna plugs a small piece of coronavirus genetic code into human cells, altering DNA throughout the human body and reprogramming our cells to produce antibodies to fight the virus. mRNA vaccines are a form of genetic engineering called germline gene editing. Moderna's genetic alterations are passed down to future generations. Now, I've been talking to you for some time about CRISPR-Cas9. That has to do with genetic editing. It has to do with babies, that you stylish babies. I forget the term they use for that. For rich people are able to genetically design the kind of babies that they want. They are into this and have been into this for some time. I want you to keep in mind that it's because of the rise of COVID-19, we have the rise of other things. It's important to understand that. Here is a doctor. Her name is Dr. Carrie Maddej. She is an osteopathic trained internal medicine physician, and she's talking about genetically modified humans. She says the so-called COVID vaccines deploy recombinant DNA, RNA technology that rewrites the genetic code, much as Monsanto, for example, rewrites the genetic code of tomato and other seeds. Genetically modified organisms can be patented and owned. Monsanto owns the GMO seeds. Once DNA vaccines are used on humans, and it has never been done before, humans could possibly be owned. As well, we could be in theory be patented. None of this has been discussed at length, and very little about this is publicly known. Scientists do not know how this affects our DNA, recombinant RNA and DNA technology will, argues Maddej, cause permanent and unknown genetic changes in a person's body. Digest that for a moment. Because this is coming down the road. A vaccine is what they're working on. A vaccine for everyone to take. 80 different vaccines are in progress. But one has been shoved to the front. And the one that has been shoved to the front is the one that alters your DNA. In plain words, the code that your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are born with. What happens to you in this generation, according to these people, will be passed on from generation to generation. You can mess with DNA. You can get into problems with this. And there's a thing called a teratoma. I mentioned to you the other day. What is that? That is a cell that shows up where it's not supposed to show up. For example, a nose can grow on your arm. Eyeballs or something that is hideous in appearance can grow in parts of your body. They're not supposed to be there. When you start messing with DNA, you are messing with the very program of life. There's only one, glory to God. There's just one that can make DNA. A man is a fool to think that something so complicated could evolve. That could only come from the hand of an almighty eternal God. You were programmed to be who you are and what you are. Before the foundation of the world, God made man in his mind to bring him forth when he created him from the dust of the ground. A New York physician named Cameron Kyle Seidel has posted two videos on YouTube pleading for health practitioners to recognize that COVID-19 is not a pneumonia-like disease at all. It's an oxygen deprivation condition. And the use of ventilators may be doing more harm than good with some patients. This thing doesn't fit anybody's category. It's one way here and another way there. This group is vulnerable. This group is not. Some folks have this thing and show no symptoms, asymptomatic, they say. And then others, they wind up in the morgue. They say, well, the people that are the oldest are the ones that are most vulnerable. That's true, they are vulnerable. But now let me tell you something right now. You can be 13 years old, like one the other day. Perfect health, 13-year-old athlete died with COVID-19. There's a lot of people out there today saying, preacher, this is all a hoax. That there is no such thing as COVID-19. It's simply another form of the flu. I don't believe that, folks. I've listened to too many nurses. I've listened to too many doctors. I've read too much about what's happening. It may not be everything the government says it is. But don't fall into the trap to think that COVID-19 is a joke or is just blown out of proportion or something of that nature. We're looking at something that could alter the future for us. Are you listening? This is what's important about it. It can alter the future for mankind. Under circumstances like that, you can have a despot rise to power. If you can control people, then you control their life and you will control the world. Here's what this doctor says. He says, in these 9 days, I have seen things I have never seen before. Here's a frontline physician, an emergency room physician in New York City. And you can look his name up. All this is available. You go through these notes all you want to. And listen to the man firsthand what he has to say. He goes on to warn the world that the entire approach to testing COVID-19 may be incorrect. And the disease is something completely different from what dogmatic medical establishment is claiming. In treating patients, he said, I have witnessed medical phenomena that just don't make sense in the context of treating a disease that is supposed to be a viral pneumonia. And I got on the internet and I looked up pneumonia, find out what causes pneumonia, found out that bacteria and virus, a number of things can cause a pneumonia. What's pneumonia? It's the air sacs in your lung, fills up with air, is disseminated into your body. But when you get pneumonia, those air sacs begin to fill up with fluid. And there's an infection in those air sacs. And that's why people literally are starving for oxygen. But this thing is like letting somebody out on top of a 30,000 foot mountain. This is what this doctor says. That you let them out on the top of a 30,000 foot mountain, my dear friend. There's not much oxygen up there. And it has nothing to do with pneumonia. It has to do with oxygen deprivation in the blood carrying it to your body. That's what's going on with this thing. That's something to think about. How many has ever heard of General Jack King, 4-star general? I have great respect for him. 4-star general in the Army. Retired not too long ago. He's on Fox all the time. He may be in other venues. Listen to what he said about COVID-19. Fox News senior strategic analyst General Jack King told the story Friday. The story is what's her name? Martha. McCallum, right. Jack King told the story Friday that Chinese President Xi Jinping had weaponized the spread of coronavirus around the world to destroy Western economies and stifle its competition. Digest that. Here is a 4-star general saying this has been weaponized in a lab, Wuhan, in China. It did not come from somebody eating bat soup in a fresh market. It came out of a laboratory. It was weaponized. This is what the general says. And he has access to information that I don't have access to. I believe the man. Now, if this be true, then it opens up all kinds of scenarios. If it is weaponized, then it's obvious that it was made for a purpose. And when you turn loose on this world, what happened there? By the way, when it began to show up in January, February, some kind of a Chinese holiday came up, and they knew, this dictator there in communist China knew what was going on. He unleashed 5 million Chinese people on the world. He meant for those 5 million people that were infected with this to carry it to the ends of the world. No nation would be safe from the infection of COVID-19. Look at us. Has it uprooted your life? Look what it's done to the church. We got people today cowering in fear. They're scared to death. Listen, I'm not up here to criticize you, but I did something weeks ago. I got on my knees and I said, Lord, you call me to preach. I pastor that church. I'll die right here. I won't sit there and cower in fear. Amen. So I'm trying to stay prayed up and ready to go up. Because you never know when you're going to go. Amen. But I know where I'm going. Hallelujah to God. Now, what message does COVID-19 send? Number one, we, China, can bring you to your knees. That's what it meant. A few weeks ago, there's a wonderful photograph. Here's a huge area over there in Italy. And down on their face must have been 2,000 men. And they were bowed down and they were praying to God about COVID-19. Because so many Italians have died with this horrendous thing. And these men were all down there having prayer meeting over COVID-19. I hadn't seen much of that over here, have you? Have you seen any of these pagans out here, these people out here? Have you seen them doing much praying? No, they're having their parties. Listen, they're having all kinds of flesh out there. I don't care anything about it. Many of them think, well, I'm young. You know, if I get it, no big deal. It's this and that. If you get it, you may be dead with it. You may be dead with it. What we can bring you down. Number two, there is more that can come. I often wonder if this is not a message directly to the United States government from China. You say, why? Because we're supposed to have this great intel community. Don't we have spies everywhere? We're supposed to be knowing everything that's going on. How could something so horrendous as this be turned loose on this nation and we had no warning? Did you know that the Secretary of State, Pompeo, isn't he the Secretary of State? He's starting an investigation. His investigation has to do with this. There's a number of universities in this country and private corporations that have had experience with Wuhan and this virus. That may be innocent, but it may not be. There may be more going on here. And so this Secretary of State is running an investigation. Number three, war has changed. No more bombs, no more armies. My dear friend, they are creating in a laboratory something that could wipe man from the face of the earth, except the Lord Jesus come back and get us. The Bible said in the book of Luke chapter 21 that men's hearts will be failing them for fear, watch it, of those things coming on the earth. In other words, they see it coming. What are you going to do? Right now we have people that say, they're already saying this, they're saying this thing's mutating. They're saying that this virus now is changing. It's mutating. Maybe it is and maybe it's not. Maybe it's another one. How would you know once you've opened the door, once you've infected the people, how hard would it be to send another one right in behind it? What's that for, preacher? One thing's control. We can change the world and hold you captive. Do they have us captive? Does the Supreme Court have us captive? Does our own government have us captive? When you can't go, listen, I'd rather go to church and die than not go to church. Amen. Somebody said, well, that's not essential. It is to me. Amen. And it is to a lot of people. It's essential. People out here killing themselves, committing suicide. They have no hope. Listen, it's awful when you see what's happening to people. I saw a thing this morning said some of these cruise liners are still out here on the ocean, and they've got upwards of 200,000 people still out there on these cruise liners. And they say that the suicide rate is going up. The people are killing themselves. They can't handle it anymore. They're dying. You got to have hope. You got to know that God's hand is on. You got to know the Lord somewhere in this. And He is, folks. He is. He told us perilous times will come. Well, I've preached about it for 150 years. Now it has come. Yes, it has. These are perilous times. You don't know when you leave out of your house if you're going to touch something, whatever, and be infected with this thing. And first thing you know, you come down with the symptoms and then you're gone. You don't know. It's up to the Lord as to how long you're going to stay here. I believe that as long as I have a ministry and a purpose in being here, I'll be here. Number five, why didn't our intel community know about this? Or maybe they did. Number six, and this is the one that worries me the most, is the altering of our DNA. All right. Well, you talk about a wicked bunch. They're trying to give you a vaccine that directly affects your RNA, your DNA, your RNA, that directly affects, and they don't know for sure what the full ramifications are going to be, what it's going to do. A 1981 novel written by Dean Koontz. The novel's entitled The Eyes of Darkness, 1981. Best-selling author Dean Koontz penned the suspense thrill novel Eyes of Darkness, 1981. He might have unwittingly penned a stark prophecy about the 2019 novel coronavirus epidemic that is plaguing the world 40 years later. The Eyes of Darkness mentions a Chinese military lab outside of the city of Wuhan, where a deadly virus is invented as part of the country's biological weapons warfare program. Owing to the lab's location, the virus is named Wuhan 400. That bothers me. Have you noticed how that when this thing was turned loose over here in China, most of the people died in that area around Wuhan? Have you noticed how it was contained in that area? It didn't spread all over China. China's got, good night, folks, 1.4 billion somewhere in there. All these people in China. But it didn't spread like that. It was contained. The governor of Florida, DeSantis, governor of Florida. We got some folks from Florida here. You folks. Governor DeSantis. He calls for an investigation into why people are testing positive for coronavirus test that they never received. Never received. This is the governor, folks, we're talking about here. Not somebody down on Hey Boy Corner. This is the governor of Florida, DeSantis. So, after learning that waves of people who were never even tested for the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, received mysterious positive results, the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, a Republican, decided to call for an investigation into the matter to get to the bottom of it. Good for him. Good for him. There's some things that just don't add up. For example, mysterious seed packets from China sent to dozens of people in three states, officials say. After knowing what has come out of Wuhan, would you open them? She got a big box and the porch said, "For you from China, with love." You remember from Russia with love? From China with love. Don't look inside, will you be tearing it open? Leave it alone. Dozens of people in three states. Did you know they just closed the Chinese embassy? Here in the States? One of many. They closed it. Why'd they close it? Well, they said they were spying. Various reasons. Of course, what you get is for public consumption. You understand? That's what they want you to know. Do we have any access? I don't have any inside access. I don't have anybody in the White House. All I know is what I read. I'm like Will Rogers. All I know is what I read in the newspapers. You see, we're controlled. Information is controlled. So, I take this holy book and I put it in my hands. And I say, "Lord, there's one thing in this world that I'm willing to die for. That's this. I'm willing to die for my loved ones. I'm willing to die for the truth. I'm not willing to die for a lot of stuff some other people may be willing to die for. But I'm telling you this morning, I'm willing to die for that book. This is the truth. It's the truth that I gave you. I'm giving you a warning. We don't know what's coming next. We didn't know this was coming. But I'm going to tell you something that I want you to believe this morning. I want you to accept what I say about this. Don't let them kick you out of your churches. Don't let them close your church down. Don't let them open a liquor store and tell you you can't go to your church, but you can go to a liquor store. No. We got a big problem. And it's starting to manifest itself. Start praying. Start praying. Folks, this is time to pray. It's time to pray. Start praying. Start reading your Bible. Spend some time with your loved ones, your family members, your loved ones. Spend some time with them, because that may be broken up soon. We may be leaving out of here. Spend some time with your loved ones. If you know somebody that you can witness to, turn the book of Jude with me. And I'll close here this morning. I want you to look at this. The book of Jude. The book of Jude. It's the last book in the Bible before Revelation. The book of Jude. It's only one chapter. One chapter. Verse number 20. Jude, verse 20. "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference." Now watch this. Look at this, what you're reading. "And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen." Here's a mistake some people make. I'm a dispensationalist, yes. But folks, if I run up against something that doesn't seem like it fits in this dispensation, I'm careful about jerking it up and scramming it somewhere else just because it doesn't make any sense. That's a tough scripture right there. That scripture says that you can make a difference in the life of somebody pulling them out of the fire. Yeah. There's a lot of people that are headed for the fire. You make your choices. You choose where you're going to spend eternity. You make that choice. He's the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. What have you done with that light? What have you done with it? That's what God will judge you for. You'll choose heaven or you'll choose hell. Father, in Jesus' name, bless your word. Lord, I know the kind of message I preached this morning is the kind of thing that people have to take home and meditate on before they can digest all of this. And Father, I just scratched the surface. I just scratched the surface. I didn't say anything about the interaction between this DNA and 5G technology and vaccines and what they could put into your body and how that could be controlled by 5G. I didn't say anything about that. I didn't say anything about how that by doing that, that they can control who buys or sells and who lives on this earth and who doesn't live on this earth. But I pray for people. I pray, Heavenly Father, that they wake up now, because this is it. This is the end of the end. I personally cannot see us going too much longer. I believe that we're going to leave here, and I believe we'll be ready to go out to be with the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Got your heads bowed, nobody looking. Are you in here this morning and you're really worried? Does this get you upset? Does it bother you what I've said? Are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you ready to go? If you're not, raise your hand. Everybody keep your head bowed, but raise your hand and say, pray for me, preacher. I want you to pray for me because I want the Holy Spirit to do a work in my heart. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you there. I want the Holy Spirit. God bless you in the middle. I want him to do a work in my heart. God bless you back there in the back. With all this stuff you're talking about, I don't want it to go into my head and then walk out the door and forget about it. I want it to do a work in my heart that'll draw me closer to God. Anybody else, raise your hand and say, pray for me. God bless you here in the middle. God bless you back there in the back. Got hands up everywhere in the house. Father, I pray for these souls who raise their hand. Lord, they've heard what I've had to say, but now, Lord, may they hear it with their heart and draw nigh to thee with their heart and have fellowship. Bless them. Cleanse them in the precious blood of Christ and let them walk with you, Lord. And our Heavenly Father, we're not children of the night. We're children of the day. And we need to keep our eyes open and we need to keep our life prayed up and we need to watch those things that are coming on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray.